Good morning. Our words for calling us to worship this morning are by Rebecca Parker. Let us covenant with one another to keep faith with the source of life, knowing that we are not our own, earth made us. Let us covenant with one another to keep faith with the community of resistance, never to forget that life can be saved from that which threatens it by even small bands of people choosing to put into practice an alternative way of life. And let us covenant with one another to seek for an ever deeper awareness of that which springs up inwardly in us, even when our hearts are broken by our own failure or the failure of others cutting into our lives. Even when we have done all we can and life is still broken, there is a universal love that has never broken faith with us and never will. This is the ground of our hope and the reason we can be bold in seeking to fulfill the promise. As we announced last week, during Black History Month, the month of February, our church is joining with the Maynard Anti-Racism Alliance and the churches in the UU churches in Concord and Sudbury in reading names of lynching victims in the U.S. The point of this observance is to honor the memory of those whose lives were unfairly cut short, as well as to encourage us to be aware of racial violence that still exists in our communities, our nation, our world, and our opportunity and responsibility to be the change that we want to see in the world. There's an insert in your bulletin that shares more about this observance and also lists the names that we'll be reading each Sunday. We've done this in a way to be accountable to people of color by receiving counsel from Black Lives UU, which is the organization we share our plate with this month. I'm going to invite forward now Tim Ryan, who's going to read the names this morning. And as he comes forward, I share this quote from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama. For the hanged and beaten, for the shot, drowned, and burned, for the tortured, tormented, and terrorized, for those abandoned by the rule of law, we will remember. With hope, because hopelessness is the enemy of justice. With courage, because peace requires bravery. With persistence, because justice is a constant struggle. With faith, because we shall overcome.
William Rice. Alex Brown. Augustus Knight. Richmond Roberts. Thomas K. Brantley, Jr. John Hopkins. Henry Davis. Alexander Etheridge. Ross Griffith. Alan Brooks. Marshall Jones. William B. Wilson.
Please join in a moment of silence as we honor these names and the other people who have lost their lives in acts of violence. Blessed be, and amen. These words for prayer or meditation come from Marta I. Valentine. Spirit of the circle that is love, as we twirl in the dance that is life, we give thanks for reminding us each day of our task of ministering to each other with a searching glance, a safe touch, a generous smile, a thoughtful word. Thank you for reminding us that we are always building our beloved comunidad. Thank you for reminding us that through our covenant with you, we covenant with each other and are made whole. In gratitude, we celebrate with open hearts and minds. We discover who we are, separate from each other and within one another, in this circle that holds all life. May we ever work towards widening its boundaries until there are none. Amen. Pause. Blessed be. I have said many times that to try to understand Unitarian Universalism by asking what do Unitarian Universalists believe is to ask the wrong question. We are not a religion defined by belief. We are defined, however, by covenant. We're a covenantal community. So that brings to mind the first question of what does that mean? What is covenant? And then once we've defined it, what do we mean by saying that we are a covenantal community? So, first, covenant. Covenant is a complex term. It's more than just a promise. In the Bible, it refers to the unbreakable promises that God makes to the people. The rainbow, for example, is a symbol of God's covenant not to flood the earth again. The Unitarian theologian James Luther Adams defines covenant as having five major ingredients. He says, first, human beings, individually and collectively, become human by making commitment, by making promise. The human being, as such, Martin Buber says, is the promise-making, promise-keeping, promise-breaking, promise-renewing creature. The human being is the promise-maker, the commitment-maker. Two, the covenant is a covenant of being. It is a covenant with the creative, sustaining, commanding, judging, transforming powers, which may be interpreted theistically, non-theistically, humanistically. Third, the covenant is for the individual as well as the collective. The individual as well as the collective is brought into covenant. The individual is brought out of separateness into covenant. We are responsible not only for individual behavior, but also for the character of society, and also for the love and preservation of nature. Fourth, the covenant responsibility is especially directed towards the deprived, whether these be people suffering from neglect and injustice, or those who are caught in the system that suppresses them, that suppresses their own self-determination. It is a gap between covenant and system, between ideal and behavior, which creates deprivation and which makes it difficult for a top-flight executive, for example, to speak out in public regarding his or her dissident convictions. Five, the covenant includes a rule of law, but it is not fundamentally a legal covenant. It depends upon faithfulness, and faithfulness is nerved by loyalty, by love. Violation of the covenant is a violation of trust. What holds the world together, according to this dual covenant, then, is trustworthiness, eros, love. Ultimately, the ground of faithfulness is the divine or human love that will not let us go. So, in other words, one, we are promise makers inherently as people. Two, part of that nature of covenanting is the covenant is between individuals as how we promise to be with each other, but it's also to that which you hold most ultimate, be it God, the universe, the force of love, the interdependent web of life, the whole of the cosmos. Three, covenant takes us as individuals and binds us into a collective. Four, religious covenant has a role to play with the oppressed. The nature of religious covenant is that it binds us into right relationship with all of society, and that especially means its weakest members. And fifth, we don't keep the covenant because of laws, but because of trust and love. So how I would define covenant is to say it's a specific kind of promise. A promise can be made by just one person. I promise to you or even to myself that I will do or not do something. But a covenant is more complicated. It involves an individual and their relationship to community, and both parties, individual and community, have a relationship to the divine or to the ultimate or to some motive force larger than ourselves. Two other important characteristics of covenant are that they involve promises about actions. They describe how we will be in relationship to one another. And the other thing is that they have in them what happens if you break the covenant in order to bring you back into right relationship again. The difference between contract and covenant is that a contract, when broken, is ended. And then you have the legal ramifications to deal with, if any. With the covenant, covenant calls you back into right relationship again. So in saying we're a religion defined by covenant, I'm saying that we are a religion that is defined by our set of promises that we make together in community, and how we as individuals will relate to community, and how our community and the individuals in it will relate to the world. So often people talking about Unitarian Universalism say they can believe anything. Well, in a sense, that's true, because we are not defined by our creed. But while we can believe anything, we can't do anything and everything, because we are bound by covenant. So by saying we're a covenantal community, I mean we've promised here to live with each other, work with each other, worship with each other. Covenant is about relationship. Covenant is about how we come together and form a congregation. In some churches, that means a creedal test. You've stated what you need to believe in order to be part of the church. And then you're part of that religion. But in Unitarian Universalism, you become Unitarian Universalist through covenant. You make a promise to us. You put your name in our book, and we do a responsive reading with each other. We make promises back to you. New members in our in-gathering ritual repeat our church covenant that we repeat in our worship every week, and then are welcomed in as a member. It's a ritual of covenant. And here we repeat our covenant every week. It's a promise we're making to each other by being part of this faith. This is our covenant, one shared by many other Unitarian Universalist churches as well, but one we voted on here. Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. There are many churches that read this covenant every week as part of their service, as we do. There's at least one church that has them painted on their wall. And they tell us what we promise, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. There are other ways we make promises and commitments here. One is by pledging financially. A pledge is a promise, a covenant of sorts, about how we will sustain this church and its works. We also make covenants through our service to the community, bringing this community your financial gifts, your gifts of service, your participation. That is a way of living into your covenant with the church. A couple more examples of covenant in a Unitarian Universalist context. In Unitarian Universalist churches, the church calls a minister. Like when you called me, we're making a covenant together, a covenant that is different from a contract, a simple hiring. A covenant is a promise wherein you extend to me the free pulpit, and I take up the ministry of this church. Another example is our relationship with the Unitarian Universalist Association and with our region and district. We're a free church, not owned by the UUA. Not controlled by it, but in voluntary relationship with it and with the other churches around us, because we want to be part of something, something bigger, something more than we can do alone. And another example, as Michelle shared this morning, is our principles. The principles in a document that is within the UUA bylaws, and they don't start off by saying, we believe. They start by saying, we, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote. These are not a statement about what we believe as a people. They are a statement about what we promise to do, how we promise covenant to act. And like all covenants, we will break them 1,000 times, as Rumi says in his poem, Come, Come, Whoever You Are, though you've broken your vows 1,000 times. But the covenant calls us back into right relationship again. Covenants are basically impossible to live up to. They set before us lofty goals, and we will fail to meet them time and time again. I, for example, had someone who was a new UU once say to me, I really like the UU principles, but I'm finding belief in the inherent worth and dignity of every person a real challenge. I want to believe it about everyone, but I'm really challenged by some people, and I just can't get there. Can I still be a Unitarian Universalist? The answer, of course, is yes. The principles are not a creedal test. You're not asked to believe in the inherent worth and dignity. You're asked to promise to promote it, promote the inherent worth and dignity of all people. And we do that collectively and not just individually. The principles are a covenant that we enter into as a congregation. So you or I may individually struggle with someone's inherent worth and dignity, and I do. When watching television, particularly this week. But collectively, as a congregation, we're going to be engaged in the work of promoting everyone's individual worth and dignity. And we may mess up. We may fail to step up to the plate sometimes. But for today, we'll just leave it, as covenant is hard. And when covenant is broken, we explore what happens and how to come back together again. One major part of being part of a covenantal faith for me is that we are covenanting together, not just about how we will be with one another, but what we will do together. Part of our church covenant says that we will help one another. Another part, as our first Chalice kids discussed a couple of weeks ago when I was with them, is that it says service is its law. Our covenant is telling us that it is about acting in the world for service. This is how you can know who we are as a faith. Not by what we believe, but about what we are doing in the world. And it begins to point to something a little more. That bit James Luther Adams said about how the covenant responsibility is especially directed towards the deprived, towards the people suffering from neglect or injustice, or those who are caught in the system that suppresses them. In our covenants, we are asking us to work for justice. We believe the world can be made better for all people. So when you're covenanting to this community, you're making a commitment about justice. In making a commitment to call me, we're making a commitment to act for justice in the world. In making a commitment to pledge to this congregation, you're making a commitment to justice in the world. In covenanting with our larger association, we're making a pledge about justice. In reciting our covenant in the service, we're making a statement that we come here to be renewed in our promise to go out there and make the world a better place. That is our covenant. That is our faith. In worship or in membership, what this faith, this church asks of us, is that we're really here to commit to being out there, to help us to create a world with more love, a world with more justice, a world that lives up to our principles, a world where all people are treated with dignity, where justice and freedom and peace prevail, where we live with deep respect for the interdependent web of life. This is what Unitarian Universalism does. When we are at our best. It's what we strive for the rest of the time. That's the meaning of our faith. That's covenant. May it be so.